Today's episode of Distorted View Daily will air immediately following this special presentation.
So wet, I slid in my pinky. I remember now, it's called Twinkie. Banging on the floor against the dough. Twisting your body like a children's toy. Smack it. Turn it. Pop it. Slap it. Smoking that green like a nigga do. Always been high since the age of two. Ugly ass bitch with a pussy stank. Ass so big like an army tank. How y'all doing today? Yeah. Woo-woo. The future of music, people! How do you get your music today, huh? How do you get your music? iTunes, Spotify, RDO, Groove Shark. All these services have one thing in common. They don't respect the artists. Motherfuckers be disrespecting me? Fuck that shit! Fuck you, Spotify! Fuck you, iTunes! Successful and popular acts. I'm saying acts here. ACTS. Now, I'm not asking you a question yet. I will ask you a question in a moment, though. Me and my famous millionaire musical friends have started a new service that'll let you download music just like you're doing today. Nothing's gonna change. Except you will be handing over more money to us. And we're calling this new service Entitled. To tell you more about it, here is the CEO of Entitled, Greta Van Cooper.
Thank you. Thank you so much. How about that? Entitled, everybody. It's the future. It's what everyone's going to be using. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about why we chose to start Entitled. Last year, 2014, founding member of Entitled, Jay-Z, made $60 million. I know, I was as shocked as you. I hear he had to get on the SNAP program, and he had to sell one of his Bentleys because his garage wasn't large enough to hold all of them. Now, imagine the costs associated with building a new garage. In the days before Spotify, before iTunes, artists would receive a greater percentage of sales because CDs cost more. Now people aren't even buying digital music. They're streaming it all. What we're trying to do with Entitled is say, hey, let's charge more for the same amount of music you've been receiving so our millionaire artists can add tens of millions more to their bank account. That's what they deserve, and that's what you deserve. Entitled. So how much does Entitled cost? Well, normal streaming services cost somewhere between $7.99 and $9.99. At Entitled, I am proud to say, and we work really hard with our artists,
I'm Woolly Mammoth Sally Struthers. Did you know for less than $2 a day, you could feed Madonna, U2's Bono, and Chris Martin from Coldplay? These musical artists have so little. Today, platinum artists around the world need your help now. All they're asking for is a little bit of your daily pocket change. It might not mean a lot to you, but it sure means a lot to them. Adele hasn't eaten in hours. Do they have more than you? Absolutely. We're talking about millionaires here. But here's something you may not have thought of. These rich, egotistical monsters have become accustomed to their lifestyle, just like you've become accustomed to yours. By signing up for Entitled, you're helping to ensure the standard of living for these megastars won't be disturbed. How are they going to pay to have their shark aquarium cleaned? When their basement bowling alley needs servicing, how are they going to afford it? Who's going to gas up their private jets? You are. That's right, Madonna. When her face melts and she needs to undergo her monthly radical cosmetic surgery, she's counting on you. Please, support these millionaire musical artists by signing up for Entitled today.
We is back live, Hash Brown here with you. What y'all think about Entitled, huh? Yeah, that's popping, that's fresh. We're gonna leave you now with the real treat. It's an Entitled exclusive, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure. This is part of Entitled. You gotta send us a $50 if you listen to this song. If you don't wanna pay, then you don't listen. Good night, everybody.
Thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. But you couldn't be that man that I adore. Don't seem to know, don't seem to care what your heart is for. But I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where we used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's but a chore. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I ain't shamed. Lying naked on the floor.
May 14th, 2015, coming up on the program today. Being a contestant on a game show while you're shitting out a baby, plus a bad case of the DTs, leaking out of your lips, and buying pre-broken condoms. All of this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Tim Henson back here with you for the Thursday edition of DB. Got a great program for you. Hope you all sent in your $50 because you're all members of Entitled now. You listen to Natalie Imbruglia, which means legally you are signed up for Entitled. Have you guys heard about Tidal? If not, you don't know what the hell that first little bit was about. But Jay-Z and a bunch of other musical artists are coming up with a competitor to Spotify called Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, right? It's a wave. Catch the wave. Which was a Coke slogan for a while in the 80s when they were selling new Coke. And it was Max Headroom who was doing the commercials for that. I'm getting off track here. It always It always comes back to soda pop with me. All right. So Jay-Z and Madonna, a bunch of these other assholes, held this ridiculous press conference talking about how they were going to start a service that respects the artist. And it's the same thing as Spotify, but you're going to get less music, right? There's less artists who have signed on. And it costs more. Now, technically, they say, look, we give you a higher quality stream of music. It's going to sound better, but no one really gives a shit. I don't think anyone's complaining about Spotify's quality. This is really about giving the artist more money. And that's fine, I guess, but the artists who have set up this service are the acts that don't need any more money. These aren't struggling musicians. All right, at the top of the program, I love that the top of the program is 12 minutes into the show. I want to play a short clip. This was sent in by DV listener David. It's a guy suffering from the DTs. You know what DTs are? It stands for delirium tremens. I don't know if I pronounced that right. But usually if you're coming off of drugs, specifically like alcohol, I think, is where you get DTs a lot. When you're suffering alcohol withdrawal, sometimes you'll start shaking uncontrollably like this man. I guess it's more than just shaking. He's freaking the fuck out is what he's doing. All right, so not only do you shake, you think things are on you, biting you, scratching you. He's like scratching his legs, lifting up his shirt, picking at his belly. All right. The clothes are coming off. This is getting sexy. I can see this as a fetish. I have a DT fetish. To see people writhing around in pain. There's a 25% more mortality rate for untreated DTs. So whoever's filming this is an asshole. Should be calling 911. He's just thinking about the hits he's going to get on YouTube. All right, let's continue on here. No, no. By the way, he's got like a bottle of alcohol next to him, I think. I think it's like an empty vodka bottle. How much booze do you need, dude? He's grabbing his bottle and slamming it on the ground. Oh, God. How long do the DTs last? Like a duck. Not a bad clip. Thank you so much for sending that in. Although some people in the comments on this video are saying, this is fake. It's not how DTs are at all. Then other people are saying, well, he might also be suffering from tactile hallucinations, which would explain it, I guess. Moving on. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard about that horrific train crash. It killed 8 people. And it happened in Philadelphia. It was an Amtrak train. Everyone wants to know how this could have happened. People are trying to piece together the story here. Well, Fox News has done a bit of sleuthing, and they got to the bottom of it. And it all comes back to the gays. I guess the engineer of the Amtrak crash was a supporter of gay rights. And he could be gay himself. Now, we all know that the gays want to destroy America. I didn't know they were going to do it one choo-choo train ride at a time. Thank God we've got Fox News. All right, so I'm going to play a clip here. What I love is she prefaces this by saying, now, listen, for all you gay people out there, I'm not insinuating that this had anything to do with the crash. But that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's really weird. Take a listen.
Now, I am not saying that, I am not inferring to those of you that are gay rights activists and who like to monitor the show, I'm not inferring that this accident happened because he was gay. But I do think it's an interesting part of the story, and you can bet it will be edited out. I would say this, I know of at least one situation, and I don't know if this relates to Brandon in any way, but when people are going through some confusion that has to do with the very core of who they are, like, for instance,
When they have some confusion, they want to take out as many people as possible. Fuck the world!
I know who was a pilot for a very large airline started taking hormone shots to change genders.
Lady, you can't see how this is a little bit different than what we're talking about. This person is taking pills to chemically alter their insides. And when you start fucking around, yeah, okay, there could be some unwanted side effects. You might go fucking crazy. But you don't go crazy just for being gay.
Airplane at risk because he had an emotional, angry outburst to something that happened.
He had a real bitch fit. You know how ladies do.
And he was suspended for a very long time and then reinstated. So I don't know, but I think it's something to be discussed.
I thought that it had nothing to... You just said at the very beginning. Now, I don't want to say that this him being gay had anything to do with the crash, but now you're saying, well, look, it's something we should discuss. We should think about this.
And I think it's a factor, and I'm doubting...
You think it's a factor now in this crash.
And I think it's a factor, and I'm doubting hear it anywhere else. But that doesn't make it any easier. I'm sure that Brian Bosnian is, wherever he is grieving. He's got to be. Being responsible for the death of, well, unless some mechanical failure caused the problem, he was clocked at 160 miles per hour on that.
Don't start making excuses for him. He wanted this. Someone made fun of his Grindr profile picture, and he flew off the handle. All right, one more clip, and then we will get into the news. TLC is a network that, just when you think it's hit rock bottom, they managed to find a way to drill a little bit further down to a new level of trashiness. Yes, from the network that brought us Honey Boo Boo, TLC, the Learning Channel, now brings us Labor Games. A game show like no other, because it takes place while a woman is giving birth to a child in a hospital. When I saw this, I had to check the date, because I thought TLC was playing an April Fool's Day joke on us. This video was posted on April 23rd, well after April Fool's Day. Let's see how this game show works.
Who would you want in the delivery room when you were about to have a baby? Your partner? Your mom? Your best friend?
Pat Sajak!
Me? I'm the only one who's going to offer you the chance to win fantastic prizes. I'm Lisa Arch, and this is Labor Games.
All right, the name of the game is Labor Games, and it's a direct ripoff of Cash Cab. Remember that? I don't know what network that aired. I don't think it was TLC, but it's the same thing. It's just in a different setting. And the woman is desperately trying to squeeze out a cunt turd while answering questions to win fabulous prizes.
Rachel and Fernando are in this delivery room, and they're expecting their second baby. But I'm pretty sure they're not expecting me.
So as she's talking, they're showing this couple in the room, right? With hidden cameras. And I think that's a privacy concern, right?
If they decide to play labor games, they can win incredible prizes for their family. Let's go say hi. Hi, guys.
So here comes a woman and a cameraman.
Hi.
Are you Rachel?
Yes.
Fernando?
Yeah.
You about to have a baby?
Yes.
Listen, my name's Lisa, and I heard about you guys, and I thought that maybe you'd want to be on a game show tonight. I'll ask you some
questions. It would be great, like, if you lose the game, you have to lose the baby.
Questions.
Like, we take the baby from you. Yeah, you could win $1 million. But one wrong answer could cost you your newborn.
Can win some fantastic prizes.
Right now?
Right now. What else are you doing? You're just hanging out.
Right, I'm not doing anything.
No! Are you game?
What do you say, boss?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's play Labor Games!
Then welcome to Labor Games.
All right, guys have rushed in with some sort of flat screen where I guess the questions are going to be displayed. The whole room starts lighting up, you know, like Cash Cab.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is this crazy?
Oh, wow. You can tell how excited he is.
A little bit.
You were not expecting this tonight at 1:40 in the morning, by the way. You couldn't have done this a little earlier for us? So how far dilated are you?
3 centimeters.
Okay. And how are you feeling?
So far, okay.
You breathing through it?
I'm breathing so far.
All right. This is your
second boy.
Well, it's great. So as the questions get harder, she's getting closer and closer to labor. So what did she say? She was 3 centimeters dilated? I think 7 centimeters is when active labor starts happening. That's when I would want the game show to start. Now, I haven't been able to catch the show. It started on May 6th, so I'm going to have to try to catch it next week. I'm guessing they can't. They have to, like, stop filming when the doctor comes in to, you know, start helping the woman push out this baby. But that's really where the fun would start for me. That's when I think the game show would get good. So I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a distorted view in sensitive reenactment. It's Thursday night. You know what time it is. It's time for the game show where those in medical need have the opportunity to win big if they got the smarts and can stay conscious. It's time for Flatliners. And here's the star of Flatliners, Sassy St. Cloud.
Thank you so much. Boy, do we have a fun show for you today. Let's get into the action right now. Our first contestant hails from a burning office building on the Upper East Side, suffering third-degree burns to 75% of her body, including face, chest, and legs. Please welcome Sherry McNamara. There she is. Welcome to Flatliners, Sherry. No, you're not in the hospital yet. You're on Flatliners. It's a game show where you can win fabulous prizes and cash money. Don't worry. As soon as you're done here, we'll send you right off to the burn ward. Yes, Sherry, it is fun. Today's categories are pop culture, 18th century France, geography, repeat after me, and physical challenge. Sounds like we got a fan here in the physical challenge. All right, the categories are going to rotate on the board. You hit your buzzer to stop. Let's play Flatliners. Looks like it landed on repeat after me. Sherry, could you take your hand off the buzzer, please, Sherry? Sherry, take... My God. I don't think she can take her hand off the buzzer. The flesh from her hand melted and fused onto the buzzer. Just leave it there, Sherry. Just leave it. Can we get a stage hand here? Can you help Sherry get her hand off that buzzer? I don't know. Just try pulling it. Like a band-aid, real quick. Real hard. Yep. Oh, now what's that? She going into shock now? I think she's going into shock. Yeah. No. It appears she's flatlining. You know what that means. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, a new contestant on Flatliners. Now that is a game show I would watch. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you like this stupidity, help support the program by signing up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. When you become a member, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts. This week we did well over an hour of DV. I think we did like an hour and 15 minutes on Tuesday. Wednesday we did an exclusive show. Tomorrow I'll be back with another exclusive program. So this week alone, it's well worth the $6.99 it costs to sign up for the Sideshow. Every month we do exclusive content. Plus you get full access to over 2,000 shows. Been at this for 10 years. Support Distorted View. Sign up. Become a true and honorable freak. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Do you guys remember the Kim Kardashian superfan who's had like over $100,000 worth of cosmetic surgery to make himself look more like Kim? Oh, well, tragedy has struck. The 23-year-old Kim Kardashian superfan and lip filler addict. That's something you don't want to put on your business card or your LinkedIn profile. Hobbies. I'm a lip filler addict. All right. He spent over $113,000 on plastic surgery to look like his idol. Says he can no longer move his face. This is coming as a shock to no one aside from him. He couldn't look shocked if he wanted to. All right. He also says his 4-millimeter lip fillers are leaking. So every time he put something in his mouth or he chews, anytime his lips are pressed together, something comes oozing out of it. Jordan James Park made the revelation on the E! TV show Botched, where he explained, I can't really move my face. I just want a little bit of definition, and they just got bigger and bigger, but any attention is good attention. I'm going to try to make the album artwork today this freak of nature. You tell me if this is the type of attention that you would want. Despite being warned his lips might explode, Jordan spent $400 a pop on each of his 50 lip filler operations. He also has eyebrow tattoos. They look very natural, said in a sarcastic tone. All right, yes, he also has eyebrow tattoos, chin, forehead, and cheek filler. Like his whole head is puffy. Like, that's not... Who desires to look like that? Kim Kardashian doesn't have a puffy face like that. What do you think is going to happen when you fill your chin and your forehead and your cheeks with shit? Puff them out. He also has had Botox injections. Like the cherry on top. I'm worried if they keep leaking, I'm going to end up with small lips again. That's what he's worried about. He's not worried that his lips are fucking leaking. His lips have sprung a leak, and he's upset that they're going to deflate. His lips are begging to deflate. They're crying. They're literally crying. Jordan asked for another surgery on the show. Really? Asking doctors Terry Dubrow and Michael Nassif if he could have a nose job to give him a smaller, pinched-in looking nose. Both doctors explained that if he had the surgery, he wouldn't be able to breathe because of his large lips. To which he said, what are you waiting for? Let's do it! I honestly don't know if he said that or not. It wouldn't surprise me. This man is addicted to surgery. He says right here, I'm addicted to lip fillers. The bigger the better, Jordan said. I've never felt better about myself. Look in the mirror. No one thinks you look good. I laugh when people try to insult me by telling me I look plastic or fake. Do they think I'm going for the natural look? If I was, I'd ask for my money back. Whenever I see a new procedure, I have to try it. I'm in the clinic so often, I get a discount. I do borrow money off my family. Yeah, these aren't cheap procedures. You know, he's addicted to something that costs at least $1,000 a pop, right? But I've worked hard in sales and at a health club. I worked so hard as a makeup artist, and I grew up with my mom, who would spend the last pound in her purse if she wants something. Now, if I want it, I have it. My mom also likes to buy me things, which I'm very grateful for. I'm a little bit spoiled. Not spoiled, spoiled, I have to admit. So there you go. Good to see Jordan's doing well with his puffy-ass head. Second story we have for you today. We've talked about this before on the show, but occasionally women get so fucking psychotic over their relationship. They'll do anything to make sure their boyfriend stays with them, like cutting holes in condoms so they get pregnant. Yeah, it's your child. You have to stay with me. Well, in Japan, breakup prevention kits complete with condom hole pokers are on sale. All right. According to Rocket News 24, which is a website all about Japan and the weird shit going on over there, the Dikachata Konseido, or loosely translated, the Oops, I'm Pregnant, Might As Well Get Married kit, may sport cutesy gag gift-esque graphics of an overexcited anime girl discreetly poking a hole in the condom of a comically oblivious anime boyfriend, but even so, this is a product that, should the user be the right blend of desperate and unhinged, does exactly what it says on the label. Now, as I mentioned, it is a kit, so you get more than just the condom hole poker. You also get a condom that's already in the wrapper, so it looks like it's a fresh condom, but it has a pre-poked hole. So if your boyfriend knows that you're crazy and wants to use a fresh condom, well, you can still give him one with a hole in it. Even more insane, the kit comes with a syringe so you can suck up cum and a vial for depositing the jism. According to Rocket News, the kit appears to be only on sale in a single bookstore in Tokyo, which means if you are banging a Japanese girl over there in Japan, the chances are very slim that she visited that bookstore and picked up the condom prevention kit. All right, final story we have for you today. This is very short, but very stupid. The story comes from Pennsylvania. State police have cited a New York man for allegedly becoming enraged when he couldn't get macaroni and cheese at a Pennsylvania Turnpike rest stop. Is that something you could normally get at rest stops? I would never assume that I could get macaroni and cheese at a rest stop. The Associated Press couldn't find a phone number for 47-year-old Kevin Nelson of Amsterdam, who was cited for disorderly conduct Wednesday night, stemming from an incident on Monday night. That's when police say Nelson stopped at a Roy Rogers. Oh, okay, it's an actual restaurant at a rest stop in Hopewell Township. Police say Nelson became angry and agitated and began to curse after employees told them they were out of macaroni and cheese. I mean, maybe they have really good macaroni and cheese. In my experience, the best macaroni and cheese is just the Kraft macaroni and cheese, the spirals, not the elbows, the spirals that you make at home. I don't really care for this mac and cheese at restaurants. I just had some yesterday. It was awful. They warm it up in the microwave. It's disgusting. It's a soupy goulash of fake cheese. They use that cheese sauce. It's so disgusting. I'll take Kraft macaroni and cheese, even though I don't think they use real cheese either. It's just so tasty. I have noticed, though, a lot, because I eat out a lot, there seems to be a shortage of a lot of food. Every time I go someplace, I'll order something. Oh, we don't have that. We're out of tomatoes. I went to Arby's one day, like, we don't have anything fried. I think their fryer was down, actually. I think we're going to start to see more and more of it. It's overpopulation, food supply issues. It all starts with the fried food. All right. Police say Nelson stopped at a Roy Rogers at a rest stop in Hopewell Township. Police say Nelson became angry and agitated and began to curse after employees told him they were out of macaroni and cheese. See what I mean? Police say Nelson then went to get a coffee from another vendor and returned to order potatoes. Told they were out of potatoes, too. See, this is what's been happening to me lately. Places are just out of everything. I'm very concerned. I'm going to start hoarding food. Told they were out of potatoes as well, Nelson allegedly became enraged and began throwing condiments over the counter. He's having a five-alarm bitch fit. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love hearing from you guys. If you haven't called into the voicemail line in a while, or maybe it's your first time, give it a shot. I'll go easy on you. 206-666-4463. Other things to mention, please remember to rate us and review us on iTunes. That's very important. Add me on Twitter. Follow me, whatever, at Distorted View. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Distorted View Show.
Hey, faggot.
Again.
Cock salad calling in, Tim. You played a guy a while ago jacking off with his own shit to prove his innocence for molestation.
Yeah.
What happened?
Makes perfect sense.
To that guy. You said you had a bunch of audio of this guy, and you really haven't played him since. Just refreshing your memory as usual.
Oh, yeah. Nick Bate. As a matter of fact, I gave you a Nick Bate update earlier in the week, right? Or was it last week? But yeah, this voicemail's, I'm a little behind as always. But yeah, Nick Bate, if this was on a Sideshow exclusive program, I apologize. I'll give you guys the update too. Nick Bate is now behind bars. So the story goes like this. This kid said he's, a feces freak. He likes to fuck dirty butts. He likes anything to do with shit, right? And he also mentioned that he molested his, 7-year-old sister. And then quickly denied that he ever said it, ever admitted to it. But then, published erotic fiction featuring him and his sister. It was really weird. So he keeps saying that he didn't do anything to his sister, didn't molest her. He obviously did, and he's now behind bars because of it. So that's your Nick Bate update. I played some audio from him the other day as well, so go back into the archives and listen to that. Thank you very much.
Timmy Boo, long time Sideshow Dark Fox calling here. I was the guy with the grandma that liked listening to your show. She's dying now. But she did like your show. Now,
so many freaks are dying on me.
The reason I'm calling is...
I mean, I guess I should, this one... The writing was on the wall. She was an old lady, but still.
The reason I'm calling is today you were telling a story about Tisdale, Saskatchewan, and everyone gives you so much shit for mispronouncing things. I know you've had some practice saying our province's name with that lady that gave birth to a kid in a Prince Albert Walmart and then threw it in a dumpster, but I'm still really impressed that you can still say Saskatchewan to me, Boo. Well done, sir. And I shall can, continue to
look. Those are words that they're spelled the way you use. They sound the way they're spelled, right? I get real hung. I get tripped up on these words that, you know, I don't. They're just confusing words. And these people that are like, Tim, come on, you should know. It's because you live in that city. Otherwise, you wouldn't know how to pronounce it yourself.
Hey, I just have a quick question for you and all the freaks, because you guys might know. It's actually two parts.
Okay, part
first
one.
First part is, whatever happened to CJ, the near-dead guy? I remember hearing something about him being in remission and a little bit better, something along those lines. And
the update, I mean, as far as I know, he's doing well. I don't know if he still listens to this program. He's my friend on Facebook, and once in a while I'll see his post and I'll click on over to his profile and just see that he's still, you know, kicking around and everything. I don't know. I mean, the way I understand it is he was in really bad shape, you know, I mean, prior to him starting to listen to the show. Distorted View basically cured him. I hope he's still a sideshow member, because he really should be forking over money for me saving his life. The joy I brought to him fixed his brain. So yeah, I think he had a brain cancer type thing, and things weren't looking up. I think he was on some sort of experimental drug, and that seems to be keeping the tumor the same size or something. I mean, I can't really remember, but that's basically the gist of it. They gave him X amount of months to live or whatever, and you know, he's still doing well after all these years, so that's awesome.
The reason I want to bring that up is because two things. The first off, if he is still alive, I want to point out that he's a very fucking liar. And second off,
no, he's not a liar. I mean, he's shown on his Facebook page like the brain scans and him in the hospital.
If he happened to have passed, I just wanted to bring up that happy fact.
Like, you want him to die? Oh, because he's a near dead. Because that's why he's a liar. Oh, I got it. I thought you were saying that he was lying about his condition. I gotcha. All right, next up.
Hey, faggot. This is Sam from Maryland.
Oops.
Sorry if they don't call my, the first one drops. Yeah, you know, two things. So this is the 420 show I'm responding to. Some idiot was calling saying that that you should play Destroy View for your significant other to, like, see if she's the one or some shit. That is the most retarded thing I've ever heard. I've been married to my wife for a couple of years now, and no way in hell would I ever play this shit for her. That is the best way to, like, never have her fuck me again, I can imagine. Aside from that,
I mean, is Distorted View really that bad? I know some of the audio is questionable at times, like the shit stuff and the granny porn, but is it really any worse than some of the stuff you see on TV?
Question for you. So, what is...
I'm not that bad. I'm not that horrible of a person. You can't share me with your significant other.
What's your most ridiculous, careless fairy moment? Like, what is the most irresponsible faggotry you have ever gotten into? I would be quite curious. All right, peace.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to think about that one. I don't have an answer for you right off the bat here, because you know, whenever there was a recalculous gay story, it was always Joey. I would always relay Joe's story, because he did all sorts of weird shit, right, with fisting and everything. I don't know. I have to think about that. I'm pretty boring in that department. Yes.
Timmy Boo ate the poo-poo.
Oh, that's the weirdest gay thing I did. I ate shit.
Scoo.
I forgot about that one. I had a big old shit. I had a guy squat over me. I just took down that log.
Hey, Tim.
Sucked it down. Didn't even chew on it. Went right down my throat. That's a rookie mistake, chewing on it. You start chewing on it, it's going to be hard to get down.
Sideshow Fake Pixel Pirate X here. Look, I had a question for you. I've got this pop-up. I don't know how to close it. Do I click the learn more button or what?
Yes, always learn more.
Actually, that was a callback to your interview with the Mitchell brothers. That shit was hilarious.
Oh yeah.
Keep that shit going. That and TJ and friends just love it. Keep it going. Love you, Tim.
Oh yeah, TJ.
Sexually, of course.
TJ, by the way, his dad is dead. We all know that, right? And he is with a girl, and I guess they're married, and he's going to be expecting his first child. So hopefully he will be a better father.
And the cat's in the cradle in the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon.
All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow I will be ending the week with a sideshow program. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Monday to start a new week of shows. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. So I guess it's goodbye, brother. Goodbye, rock.